KLOS and KLOS HD1, Los Angeles. This is the Rock of Southern California, and this is the home of Sports on Tap.
Your one-stop shop for sports talk.
With JD and the Bus.
Great icebreaker. If you can talk sports, you can talk with any guy in the world.
Kicking off right now on 95.5 KLOS.
Yeah, literally kicking off right now. Normally, we would tell you that they're about 3 hours away from kickoff. No, we're 30 minutes into kickoff in jolly old England. I say, old chap, we're playing across the pond again.
But yeah, Giants and the Rams, too. How about that?
So far, only one team is playing so far. The Rams are playing football. I don't know what the Giants are doing. Eli Manning is 2-4 for 25 yards, and the Rams are leading 10-0, beating the Giants in London today at Twickenham.
Yeah, 48-yard grab for a Brian Quick as well, too. So a 10-0 already, man. Go Rams. Quite a trip for those guys to make. They've been gone forever, JD. They went to Detroit, now all the way to London. At least they can come home with the dub, we hope. Let's go Rams.
All right, here's a little Aussie for you. And a little Who Goes Off recap. Yikes, next. Southern California, 95.5 KLOS. Sports on Tap with JD and the Bush. And, wow, we've got football going. I'm watching the Rams really make the Giants look pretty simple already. Fumble, turnover, touchdown. Nice. 10-0 Rams so far. Yeah, live football already. Good morning to you, too.
Football, football. Let's go. Let's see how smart the experts were last week. Right. It's football, Who Goes Off.
Completely shut him down. He only got about 3 yards of carry, zero rushing touchdown. He still put up a pretty good number because he caught nine balls for 88 yards. Boom! That's what I'm talking about. And today, against his Miami team, boom. Would you say that they're defenseless?
Drew Brees, all right? Drew Brees, still, he can throw the ball all across a lot. Doesn't matter what team that he is playing, what team he's playing for, but he is, of course, quarterback of the Saints. Yes, they're winless at home. Yes, they're 1-3, but then, believe me, that's not on Brees, man. Brees has been throwing the ball all over the lot. It's got a great completion percentage. 10 touchdowns already thus far, nearly 1,300 yards passing. They're taking on a 1-4 defending NFC champion.
Defending NFC champion. It's been a very unpredictable year in football. And, you know, when Big Ben went down, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to play the Big Ben card here. He goes down. Obviously, that game plan goes out the window. I mean, forget anything that they were planning on doing.
Oh, yeah.
All of a sudden, now Roethlisberger's not under center. So forget it. So that screwed me with the Le'Veon Bell thing.
I would say 27 of the 32 teams go as your quarterback goes in the NFL. I mean, some teams are so bad. For Cleveland, you put whoever in there. Okay, it ain't going to work out for them. But Big Ben, boom. Gonzo, look at the Steelers. I mean, they lose big down there. And how's he playing? Is he playing against Tom Brady today?
Who?
Ben Roethlisberger.
Oh, well, you're not playing against anybody.
That's
but
what
the
I'm
Steelers.
Saying. So I like the Patriots, okay? Sorry, Steeler Carl. That's what I'm getting at with this, man. It's so tough because the offense is so predicated on him and his toughness and Drew Brees being in there. They got the Patriots, later on. I was finally right for a change. You know, I was going to trick out and put like a Price is Right sounder on there for you. I was going to put because I finally got one.
Hey, I got one.
I know. That's not bad. 0-for-6. Thank God my picks are okay. Not my individual ones. But finally I got one. Drew Brees did go off at the Panthers' expense. Wow. This is a team that was in the Super Bowl last year, Carolina. They're 1-5 now.
Like
Drew Brees, 34-49, 465 yards and 4 touchdowns. Saints pull one out. Finally win their first at the Dome. To move to 2-3. They're 1-2 at home. I'm going to see that dome firsthand next week, man. Looking forward to it. It was a crazy shootout, though.
Yeah.
Thank you, Drew Brees, for finally making me look respectable.
All right, that's it for Who Goes Off. We'll give you our predictions at the end of the show, who we think is going to go off this week. I got a surefire guy this week, right?
Right. That's fine. I'm picking against Cleveland. You can pick
whoever
you want.
Notice we're not gambling on any of these picks, but this is who's
going to
go off.
I'm going back to the quarterback against
quick
the Browns.
Quick look at the college football scoreboard for the local teams. USC off this week. Pushed back to Thursday. Thursday is when they'll play next. So only UCLA in action. Wow. Against number 19, Utah. What a shootout. Almost 100 points in that game. Did you go? Oh, okay. Almost 100 points scored in that game. Honestly, I think they're a little bit unlucky, but I think they're also not very good.
52 points. You give up 52 points, period, man. And here's the thing, too. The Bruins didn't score in the second quarter, JD. They had 21 points in the first quarter. Led after the first quarter. They're right there with them tied in the second quarter. Wind up losing this game 52-45. Utah is a good team. They're respectable. Number 19 in the country. Quietly 7-1 right now. And the Pac-12 title basically on the line next week. They host Washington, who's undefeated at number 5. It's going to be next week, too. So we'll see how the Utes can do there when they return home to Salt Lake City. But, yeah, tough loss, you know, for the Bruins. Look, man, they got beat by Texas A&M week one, right?
Right.
A&M finally took their first loss yesterday against Alabama. So UCLA's played a great, tough schedule, and they're getting so close all the time. But unfortunately, the way sports is, man, you're not getting points for that. It's not hockey.
Yeah,
you
close.
Get an L, you get a W.
Close.
That's it.
Close didn't get you much.
No, it doesn't.
But you know what? These two teams always have, no matter how their season goes, always have one thing to look forward to at the end of the season, playing each other.
Yeah, they
and,
always do.
Yeah, so that's what this one will come down to for UCLA this year.
Yeah, and Bruins fans, you're the best 3-5 team in the country, okay?
That make you feel better?
If you're one of those people.
Probably not.
Stop by and get a Capri Sun on the way out.
Coming up next, let's take a look at the Raider report and see what the Raiders are in for this week. Sports on Tap on 95.5 KLOS. Honestly, that's the one. It was that very song from Pyromania that lit the fuse for the whole thing. Def Leppard on 95.5 KLOS. And Sports on Tap with JD and the Bush. Raider report. And what? Our attorney is on the line again? Yikes. It's coming up. Sports on Tap on KLOS. There's Aerosmith.
Yeah.
Stones did that song out in, I was going to say Coachella. No, Desert Trip is exactly what we'll call that. Yeah, Stones did come together last weekend. Hey, how you doing? It's 95.5 KLOS, Sports on Tap with JD and the Bush. Going to get a little Raider music here? Oh, yeah. There we go. Now, our Raider fan attorney, Drew Sherman, from the Adley Law Group on line 2 there, if we can bring him up. Good morning, sir.
Jim, the greatness of the Raiders will be back in the desert.
I know you and Raider Nation, anybody that I talk to from Raider Nation is absolutely out of their minds with the possibility of this happening. And you figure you've got the mayor and the city on your side. Now you can add the governor of the state of Nevada on their side. They've got the money. The only thing really to stand in their way, well, honestly, the real thing that stands in their way is the vote of owners. And I don't know who is really going to want to vote against it. I mean, honestly, who's even close to Las Vegas? The Broncos and the Niners, right?
And honestly, has that ever stopped the Raiders before? No, they're going to move anyway. Don't worry about the other owners. And only the Raiders.
Or the league.
Only the Raiders could bring cheerleaders, a marching band, to a bill signing ceremony by a governor. I love that.
Listen, that's their style. That's what they do. I mean, this is what Papa would be saying if he were here now. I don't need the approval of the league, the commissioner. Give me a break. This is my business. I'll do whatever I want with it. I think he said something about that as he was moving up and down the coast from L.A. to Oakland. Right, Rob?
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, the Raiders, here's what I like about them too, Drew. Good morning. They're 3-0 on the road. That's hard to do in the NFL. They're traveling all the way cross country. How do they get fired up for just an awesome Jaguars team and not get distracted by those hot chicks hanging out in the pool? Jacksonville, the only franchise ever in any sport to actually remove seats and put a pool in there.
Gotta love them for that.
They weren't going to sell the seats, but there's a lot of talent there in Jacksonville, if you know what I mean. It sure as hell isn't on the field. How do the Raiders stay focused with those chicks hanging out there?
I think it's the momentum that they have in winning. Winning breeds winning, and these guys, you know, silver and black is intimidating once you see that coming down the field. So
he's got his goggles on now.
But so is Heidi in the deep end. She's intimidating too. I mean, come on, man.
She is intimidating. Wow.
Correct.
Right.
Silver and black, man, always plays well.
Honestly, kidding aside, this is really going to happen, isn't it?
It is definitely going to happen. I mean, the biggest impediment to any movement of a sports franchise is the stadium. I mean, especially now when the stadium is key, it's got to be an entertainment venue, not just a place where people can sit down to watch a sporting event.
Right.
It's different now. So they have the approval of the, you know, $750 million they got from the state of Nevada.
Unbelievable.
The balance of the $1.9 billion coming from Shelley Adelson, you know, the hotel magnate. And so basically the stadium is being built. They're going to break ground very soon. I think they talked about them playing in that stadium in 2018. So it's a year and a half away, really. And it is happening.
You know what? It's funny. You say it is happening. It is happening. Spoken like a true champion, or maybe you're in Mark Davis's back pocket. Here is Mr. Raider himself. I want to get your thoughts on this.
Yeah, well, that's what the studies are doing right now to show them that it is. But I think it's
you believe it is.
Oh, I absolutely believe it is. I think thinking outside the box, I think Las Vegas is going to be one of the most exciting franchise opportunities there is. It's just there's just too much that we can take advantage of and utilize that it's exciting.
Well, I'll say this. Anytime that anybody says that I'm thinking along the lines of the Davis family, I'm doing something right. And not that I've heard anything, but Amtrak is maybe putting a bullet train, silver and black, from L.A. to Vegas, and I'm going to have a permanent seat on that.
You know, they've been talking about that bullet train for years. Now it'll probably take the Raiders to actually get it done. I mean, can you imagine? What a party train that would. Oh, stop it. You know what these Southwest flights have been like from Southern California to NoCal to see the Raider games? Can you imagine what a bullet party train would be like between here and Vegas?
Those trains are fast. Yes, they're absolutely
fun.
Yes, I can. All right. Thank you, Drew. We're not in trouble. We don't owe you any money. We can let you go.
You're good right now, Jerry.
Very good. Hey, credit's still good.
Drew,
good.
Speaking of money, we know the Raiders are unbeaten on the road. I told you they're going to hang out at the pool with Jacksonville and the girls. How in the hell is Jacksonville a 3-point favorite in this game? What am I missing?
I have no idea. It's got to be the West Coast, East Coast thing. By the way, speaking of money, though, did you get your $10 back from USC yet?
No, I never got it back for the bad parking, but I have made $10 more over a few times on the Cleveland Browns losing. Hey, guess what? They're going to lose in Cincinnati. You put that on your money line, okay?
How about Colorado Buffaloes? One last thing. Go Buffs.
All right, get out of here. I mean, thanks for your time, Drew Sherman with the Yadley Logger. Thanks very much.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Talking about that debacle that was the Rams parking situation. You show up 2 hours before a game. Sorry, bro.
You paid for
it. We gave your spot away.
Nice.
Wait a minute. L.A., nobody shows up 2 hours. What are you doing? What am I missing here? Yeah, we decided to let a few extra tailgates in here. Speaking of the Rams, how's a girly man doing over there across the pond with Case Keenum and company?
10-0, right?
Yeah, still 10-0.
10-0 Rams so far. The Giants were threatening all the way down at the 6-yard line. We started talking to Drew. I looked back at the television set, and the Rams have the ball. So I'm sorry, I'm not doing my job. I'm not watching football.
Well, no, we're just trying to keep one eye on it as well, too. And the reason the Giants are losing this game, is it Josh Brown's not there? Or is it Odell Beckham Jr. just a total head case? Which one is it?
It's D, all of the above.
Isn't it?
Especially when it comes to this year's Giants.
Wow. Oh, my God.
All right, you ready for a Bushka fact? Can you give us one?
I've never been more ready.
Here we go.
Now, Bushka facts.
That is incredible.
What?
No way. Incredible yet true.
We think there kind of needs to be a disclaimer or a tag, as we would say in the business, put on that. Dave, get on that, okay? We think.
And speaking of the Giants, as we think, touchdown Giants across the pond.
Did they get in?
That is a fact. Yes, sad but true. The Rams defense is sad but true on that play right there. Odell Beckham Jr. finally went off last week, and of course we didn't pick him there. 8 catches, 222 yards, 2 touchdowns, JD. That performance in most leagues would rack you up 36 points. Probably won your matchup for you if you had him and Julio in the lineup as well, too. What would you get for 6 touchdowns in a game?
By one player? Fantasy points?
6 touchdowns by one guy. I'll tell you about that. It's crazy next. It's Sports on Tap, 95.5 KLOS.
Ready? Now, more of your one-stop shop for sports fan wisdom and the jams to go along. Sports on Tap is back.
With JD and the Bus
on 95.5 KLOS. Now, Bushka facts.
That is incredible.
What? No way.
Incredible yet true.
You know, there's an old show on television called That's Incredible. I hope that this bit reaches the heights of that show at some point.
It did. I used to write for that show.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, that's why it was so crisp and clean all the time. It was fabulous.
This will be crisp and clean.
Absolutely. You know, we had talked about the Odell Beckham Jr. and leave it to the Rams. How are you up 10-0 and then tied 10-10?
Huh?
There was a pick six. And then a turnover and 3 more points. So it's 10-10. There you go, Rams. There's your goodwill right there. 5-32 left across the pond in the second. Speaking of those Giants, Odell Beckham Jr., he went off last week. 8 catches, 222, had a couple of touchdowns as well. That racks up 36 points in most of the leagues out there. Probably 1-year match for you if you had Julio in the lineup as well, too. But what would 6 touchdowns get you in a game? 2002, my boy, I remember it well. Sean Alexander for the Seahawks. He scored 5 touchdowns versus the Vikings. It was a record performance. Only Gale Sayers, Dub Jones, Ernie Neves scored 6 in a game. They currently hold the record as well. And the difference, Alexander's game came during a time when fantasy football was being played. Absolutely. So how many games do you think and you suppose were decided by a 53-point performance?
All of them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Everyone there. Somebody hangs a 50-burger on you in one spot and have a nice day.
Can you imagine? You've heard those stories, and I know you play all the time. I know Alex does. You know, you're trailing by so many going into the last week or the last game, and then, boom, a guy goes off and just comes from the jaws of defeat, man. Amazing.
All right, good Bushka fact. Well, ask Alex if he can even calculate how many fantasy points that was. Alex Gellhart coming up from the NFL Network. We'll
53.
Talk fantasy football.
He can add it in pounds of cheese, maybe.
Can I have a 53? AC/DC. It's Rock Southern California, 95.5 KLOS.
Yeah! Fantasy football from the tap.
Let's go!
Here's Alex Gilhar from the NFL Network.
On 95.5 KLOS, Rock Southern California. Alex, breezing in the front door. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you in here to talk a little fantasy football and talk about some of the stuff that's going on. We have a game going on. I mean, that's pretty rare to have actual NFL action here in the studio before you even get to work, huh?
Yeah, I got up a little early this morning to check out the second game in London of 3. It's the Rams at Giants, and it's interesting so far, 10-10. So got ourselves a decent game over there.
Oh, a close game.
Close game.
Yeah, close and decent don't often mean this.
So far, I'll say it's decent.
They haven't been great scoring affairs over there. Do you suppose are we blaming that on the travel?
Sometimes. I mean, the games over there haven't been as insane quality. I think the travel plays a factor into it. Sometimes we've seen blowouts, like the last time the Patriots were there. Although that last game with the Jags and Colts was interesting. Mm-hmm. You know, they kept it close till the very end.
I'll reserve judgment on this one until the second half because, wow, the league is really turning into a second-half league. I mean, I see so many teams being so cautious in the first half of their games because they want to see, you know, what are they trying to run at us today? Who do they got healthy? What do things look like? Then we'll make the adjustments and really get after it in the second half. I mean, are you feeling that the NFL is kind of becoming a real second-half league?
Yeah, a little bit. Some teams are still good at getting out to a fast start, but that halftime is when they're able to make a lot of adjustments, you know, with what they're seeing and course correct there.
All right.
I'm going to not say career bust. I'm definitely not going to say that, but I will say fantasy bust already this year. Todd Gurley.
That writing was kind of on the wall with the way the team was built and stuff like that, and he wasn't catching passes.
People still took him pretty close to the top.
Now they're finally working him in the passing game, which is helping his floor, but he just kind of looks like a different player this year right now, which is a little worrisome.
2.9 yards a carry and stuff. Yeah. I mean, that's what they're doing, man. You don't have the receivers. You're going to stack the box, and you're going to play him.
So, fantasy-wise, if you own him, should you try and move him? What are you going to get for him? Because, I mean, this is a number one, a first-round top five pick for sure. But, I mean, you're not going to get that back.
No, you're certainly not. We were talking at work a couple weeks ago about trying to move him after one of his big games because he still had a tough slate coming up. Now, you might maybe get a second-tier wide receiver for him if you're lucky or somebody else, but it's going to be hard.
If you've got Todd Gurley, who are you asking for? Like anybody that's got Gurley and they want to move him, what should you ask for?
I don't have Todd Gurley, so I'm not asking for anybody right now. But, I mean, shoot for the moon, but you're probably going to have to settle for somebody in, like, the Marvin Jones.
Macklin
territory, maybe, which isn't very exciting, but that's the reality of his value right now.
Do you have Cody Kessler?
I do not.
You do not have Cody Kessler. Okay.
No.
Which one of the Browns are you starting today in Cincinnati?
Actually, I think a sneaky play is Ricardo Lewis. Their wide receiver because Terrell Pryor's a little banged up.
Right. That's right.
He's a big athletic guy out of Auburn.
What is Pryor now? Is he still a quarterback? Is he a wide receiver?
He's a wide receiver.
He's a wide receiver.
Yeah, I know he's still a wide receiver. We saw him play quarterback
too.
A couple weeks ago.
Offensive weapon, as they used to call Denard Robinson.
Plus, he's got some awesome tattoos.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
Kelvin Benjamin's sitting this week. Dez is still sitting this week. Anybody else wide receiver-wise that you like on the wire this morning?
Pierre Garçon is a guy I think we talked about before in Washington with Jordan Reed out. He saw a season-high 11 targets last week playing that Lions secondary, which not very good.
Six concussions
is a lot for Reed.
Wow, how does a big guy get concussed like in 6 times? Is it time to hang it up? Should him and Tony Romo just like play golf? And
I mean, you got to wonder if he's going to at a certain point. He was trying to hide this one from the team too, so obviously he still wants to play. He got that big fat contract extension though, so
and
maybe
this
Jordan
is 2 weeks.
To...
This is the second week in a row that he's missed from the same concussion.
Yep.
Now, do concussions Are concussions showing up on, you know, CAT scans, you know, CTs, that kind of stuff? Or is it just like the massive headaches? How do you try and hide it from the team? You know, somebody catches you, you know, popping 50 Motrin before a game.
Well, when you're leaving practice and you're running into sites right, the cars going down the parking lot, that's what it is.
That's an easy way to tip it off.
Will Smith, stop it already. It's fantasy football. what about Carlos Hyde? He's out, so that means Mike Davis or Sean Drone?
Well, I think it's definitely going to be a committee. Chip Kelly said that all week. So, Mike Davis, if you are in a standard league, Mike Davis is probably the better play. Straight yardage, maybe the touchdown upside. Sean Drone's probably going to be a little bit better the PPR play, but they're going to split work. Neither's a great play this week.
Hey, you tell me what I'm missing here. Geno Smith, he used to play for the Jets. Apparently, he was on the roster the whole time. I didn't know that, okay, because we were so enamored with Ryan Fitzpatrick. And Captain Interception is now benched. Smith is coming back. The Jets are 1-5, playing the Ravens, and the Jets are a 3-point favorite. You can't tell me just because it's in New York, that's such a great home field advantage for the Jets. They share the stadium with the Giants, who are lousy too.
I'm kind of surprised to hear that the Jets are favored. But,
by three.
I mean,
the that's why the Jaguars are favored over the Raiders, too, by three.
The Ravens have a lot of injuries right now, so perhaps that's it. Flacco's got a banged up shoulder.
Ray Lewis is out.
Ray Lewis has been out for a while. Yep.
Jonathan Ogden's not playing.
Not there.
No, he ain't there.
No, Jamal Lewis.
Yeah, he's killing me now.
You think that's why?
Probably.
Trent Dilfer coming back?
I don't think so. I think he's happy in the booth.
God, but I just can't figure out. Those guys in Vegas, JD, they are smart, though. Those are one of those games you don't want to touch, even though it looks so appealing to you.
There's a lot of games on there that I don't want to touch far as trying to go against the point spread. It's hard enough trying to pick who's going to win anymore, let alone the point spread.
Well, yeah. Cleveland's going to lose. You can pick against that.
Pretty much. Hey, what do you do?
They've been coming close to winning.
What do you do if you're an Eddie Lacy guy or somebody who just wants to scoop the gravy on the Packers situation? Who's going to run the rock in Green Bay?
I mean, they're wide receivers, as we saw this past week.
Jordy Nelson, end around.
Although I think their rookie Don Jackson hurt his hand, and I think the plan, now that they have 10 days to get Nile Davis prepared for the next game, is they'll try and feed him the rock. He's been productive in fantasy, too. In his career, when he's had 10-plus touches, he's never finished worse than the RB27 in fantasy scoring.
Well, the big question, and you talk about moving people, what about Antonio Brown now? Because Big Ben, look, at they were saying 2-3 weeks. That was wishful thinking. It's looking like maybe 4, 5, 6 weeks. That's like the majority of what's left of the fantasy season. If you've got Ben, do you cut bait and go get something else? You just go ahead and drop him? And what about Antonio Brown? Do you try and trade him because now his floor and ceiling are going to drop?
Well, if you've got Ben and there's good quarterbacks on the waiver wire, it's perfectly all right to drop him. He's so volatile with his home and road splits anyways. But as for Brown, I think you got to keep him still. He's the best wide receiver in the league. And last year, yeah, he was up and down, but mostly it was Michael Vick that was destroying his fantasy value. The one week when Landry Jones had the full week of practice and was the starter for the whole game, Brown had 124 yards. So I think he's going to know where his bread is buttered. He's going to hit Antonio Brown with a lot of targets, and he'll still be able to keep his fantasy value afloat.
And the thing I like about Jones, too, is we've seen him start last year. I mean, for a significant chunk of time, too. So it's not like a question mark there. He's been one of those solid backups that just doesn't get a play a whole lot. Are you drinking the Kool-Aid in Buffalo?
I kind of am right now. Yeah. They keep getting injuries, though, which is bad news. Robert Woods
Shady
is in
McCoy?
A walking boot now. Shady McCoy allegedly going to play, but he's on a snap count. If I own Shady McCoy, I'm probably riding the pine.
I'm benching him
if I can.
He has a hamstring issue all the time, doesn't he?
He's got a hamstring issue.
What's his problem?
You know, I don't know.
Every year.
The soft tissue. He runs hard. All those jump cuts, you know, maybe he's getting up there. That's doing a little damage. But I think Rex has got that defense playing great. They've simplified it. And the philosophy change on offense once they got rid of Greg Roman, they're doing work.
And they get the Dolphins, too. One thing they're going to take the benefit of, I mean, I still can't believe they beat and shut out New England. Nobody can. We're still scratching our head over that, and that's what turned things around for them too. Arizona and New England after they started off 0-2, but they're in such a crappy division too. The Dolphins, you get them twice, you get the Jets twice, man. So that's the best way to bolster your record right there. We'll take the wild card, find New England. It's going to be a ton of space between the Jets, the Dolphins, and the Bills by the time it's said.
If they take care of work on the Jets and Dolphins, like you said, and they already scooped up one win against New England, there's 5 wins.
All right, great stuff. I know you got to get out the door and get down the street to the NFL Network. Thanks for stopping by. We always appreciate the drive-by.
Always.
Good stuff. Alex Gellhardt from the NFL Alex. Network. All right, let's rock out here a little bit, and then let's see. What are we coming back with next? Oh, yeah, Boss of the Big Screen. I got a good one for you. It's coming up next, 95.5 KLOS. It's Rock Southern California, 95.5 KLOS, Van Halen. All right, time for us, JD and the Bush, to dial in on Boss of the Big Screen. We rarely agree on anything. Do we ever agree on anything?
No.
No.
Nope.
I said rarely.
Tomato, tomato.
Exactly. Yeah, okay, yeah, you're right, we don't.
Trump, Bernie Sanders.
And this either. like, for today, for me, the Boss of the Big Screen, you know, I'm hoping for fireworks. Whenever I say this, I'm hoping for fireworks. I want to see offense. It's a quarterback's league these days. You know, touchdown passes, the long bomb.
Right.
I'm going to the San Diego Chargers and the Atlanta Falcons, the hottest quarterback in the league, Matt Ryan. A couple of gunslingers, a couple of guys who want to sling it around, and neither one of them playing a really great big bunch of defense, right?
Yeah. This,
especially
this
the Chargers.
This is true. Yeah, I like the – well, let's see. The over and under on that is 55.
55.
Yeah, so it could be close. You know,
just
to
give
Atlanta,
you an idea, look, to give you an idea how big that – that's the total between the two is 55. The rest of the league looks like this, 40 – 45, 44, 47, 41, 46, 43. 55 is the total in that game. Yeah, they're expecting a lot of scores.
Honestly, I like them to beat that, and probably by 10 points or more. And the Falcons, there's just something funny about these lines this week. The Falcons are a 5.5-point favorite. What gives you any indication? We've seen how good the Falcons are the last couple of weeks. Their performances at Seattle in a near win. They beat Denver on the road as well. Now they're coming home. The Chargers haven't won out of San Diego. I mean, a West Coast team going east. And yeah, Atlanta, can you handle your business and win by a paltry 6 points? What am I missing?
Doesn't seem.
Who's not playing for Atlanta? Steve Barkowski
like
out.
Doesn't seem like the right number of points at all. But you know what? This is. You know what? Yeah. It's got to be respect out of Phillip Rivers his passing ability. Man, he gets him. Look, it doesn't matter who you put him up against. What the record is, he's one of those guys that, you know, it's 0-0 when we start. I got as much chance as you do, and we're gonna slug it out today. And Vegas, who is rarely wrong about anything, I mean, they see it that way too. Anyway, that's my boss at the big screen today. I think there can be lots of action in that game. Should be fun to watch.
There you go. My boss at the big screen.
That's a late game. 4:05 for them.
Yeah, and another late game is the one I'm talking about that I look forward to heading to later. Seahawks at the Cardinals in Arizona. It's your 5:30 game.
Sunday night football.
On NBC. Sunday night football. The people in Vegas got the Cardinals as a 1-point favorite, despite the fact Seattle's dominated them and especially winning there. It's a 1-point favorite, 3-3 for Arizona against 4-1 Seattle. So anytime you see a 1-point spread, it's virtually
it's a home field thing. Yeah,
it's exactly what it is. Funky what they do at Arizona. You know what they do with that home field there? Is they have natural grass indoors.
It's on a drawer.
Yeah, you don't see that anywhere else. You know, Arizona, literally, it opens up like your garage. They wheel the entire playing surface out, 120 square yards of football, out in the parking lot so it grows under the beautiful sunshine all week long.
Well,
and then they
that
wheel
beautiful
the
sunshine,
in.
If you left it out there all the time, would burn it to nothing.
Right, yeah, they water appropriately when they're supposed to. I've never figured that out. All the golf courses are so green over in Arizona. Right. Everything else is burnt and scorched. Yeah. But they do a great, and then they wheel it in by opening the garage door and let you play. I mean, that's a novel concept. Everybody else who plays indoors has to play on that turfish, you know, where all the ground rubber and the tires are sprouting up all over the place. Yeah, but Seahawks-Cardinals, that's the game that I like. Seattle gets a couple guys back on defense. Michael Bennett, who the Falcons did a cut block on, took him out last week. He is going to play. Russell Wilson's a week healthier. And you can't stop Jimmy Graham, period, no matter how many people you put on.
And this is the complete flip side of what I was talking about with the Falcons and the Chargers. That is going to be aerial attack, over under 55 points. This could be a real slugfest defensive game. I mean, I'm talking 13-6 or something like that.
Yeah, and they got an over under of 44.
44.
On this one.
I don't know if it even gets that high.
I also don't know where they're going to get that. Seattle struggling running the football this year. Seattle, 25th in the league with the run as well, too. Yeah, no Marshawn Lynch there. They've been waiting for Thomas Rawls to come back from that high ankle sprain.
Yeah,
it's really been by committee. CJ Prosize, a kid they drafted out of Notre Dame, he hasn't played this year.
Christine Michael. Right. Does he go off in this game? Does he get his? No?
No. I mean, Arizona's got too good of a defense.
Christian Michael?
I would absolutely sit Christian Michael. I would do that. Then again, if you think David Johnson's going to go off against that front four of the Seahawks, I would sit him too. I would honestly sit every offensive starter.
Hold on. Go off, though. I mean, what do you mean? I mean,
do you mean score a touchdown or two, or do you mean like 100-plus yards?
No. I don't see him going for 110 yards.
Seahawks
have
allowed 100-yard rusher in like 35 games.
Well, this is the best guy in the league, so if they're going to do it, they're going to do it this guy.
Yeah.
All right, coming up, we've got the Charger report on the way. Also, speaking of all of this AFC West, how about Von Miller joining us on the telephone a little bit later on?
Yeah, Von Miller's going to join us in the program. And also, for those of you Dodger fans, we haven't brought it up, and we wanted to give you a little time, not too soon. It's been a tough, 12 hours for you, but a great season. And to recap it with us, you love your center fielder from that 81 World Series team, Jim, a stud, Kenny Landreau. He's going to stop by the program as well, too, so it's going to be good to have him on. He'll tell you what great things Dodger fans can expect down the road, too.
Sports on Tap, 95.5 KLOS.
At Wendy's.
KLOS and KLOS HD1, Los Angeles.
This is the Rock of Southern California, and this is the home of Sports on Tap.
Your one-stop shop for sports talk.
With J.D. and the Bus.
Great icebreaker. If you can talk sports, you can talk with any guy in the world.
Kicking off right now on 95.5 KLOS.
I actually have a dilemma on the program this morning. We're going to have to boot something off of the schedule because we've got a bunch of USC football tickets for you to win, and so we're going to play football or
football
sometime this hour for you to win some tickets. I don't know what we're going to kick off the schedule, but I know one thing we're not kicking off the schedule. That's Dave and Jeff. They're going to join us here coming up with the charge report coming up in just a couple minutes on 95.5 KLOS. It's Rock Southern California, 95.5 KLOS Sports on Tap with J.D. in the Bush. What's the matter, man?
I'm bitter, man. He didn't do a yowza when I saw him.
You got no yowza?
I did not get a yowza in July. I felt kind of cheated.
I don't think we got a yowza here at Dodger Stadium either, to tell you the truth. Honestly,
my favorite part, man, is he started going to riff, and Axel started to kind of pick up of the pace, like he was going to run and like slide or do something cool right across the stage.
Wait a minute, broken leg.
It's one of those things, that phrase, you know, my mind says yes, my body says no, you know, and he's like, okay, let's hold on here.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the second time around when they come back. Stadium shows are fun,
yeah,
but we like the intimacy of a smaller venue. All right, let's talk a little Charger, shall we? Can we have some of that disco music that that the Charger fans love so much? Oh, here it is. Oh, do you feel it?
I feel it, man. It's the Three's Company.
Oh, yeah.
Come and knock on our door. You got to just play that. We've been waiting for you.
Knocking on our door once again.
Where
from
the
San Diego.
Are hers and hers and Death's.
San Diego's
Dave
and Jeff's.
Jeff's
show. Dave Ballet on the line. Good morning. Can you hear your disco music?
Always can hear it. Beautiful. As I said, we've been waiting to get rid of the San Diego Supercharger music for a long time.
No, the disco
and
stuff is good.
If the team wins something, it's not going to happen.
Right.
Except for the disco music.
Well, what JD and I are having a hard time figuring out, guys, is which one of you looks better in a pair of roller derby shorts?
Jeff.
That is definitely Jeff. I'll agree with Dave on that. It's definitely going to be Jeff.
By the way. All
yeah.
right.
No doubt. We'll pick on him since he's not on the line right now. let's talk about the Chargers. We're talking about the over-under, the total in this one. Good grief. 55 points in this game against the Falcons. Are we going to see just touchdowns raining in Atlanta today?
Yeah, I think you do. I think you see a lot of points. I think it's going to be exciting. You look at Matt Ryan and Phillip Rivers, their numbers are very similar. Actually, Matt Ryan's numbers a little bit better than Phillip Rivers, who's having a fantastic year. I think you're going to see a ton of points. It's indoors. Weather's not going to be a factor. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be an exciting game to watch if you love to see points.
Hey, you know, speaking of points, I'm trying to figure this out here, and I don't mess with a machine that is Las Vegas. Vegas has Atlanta as a 5.5-point favorite. The Chargers are winless on the road, traveling back east. What am I missing here? What are you missing? What do you see that makes you think that the Bolts are going to keep it within six?
I tell you what, I think the San Diego Chargers are the toughest team to figure out. I mean, right now you look at the record at 2-4, and you can easily make the argument they could be 6-0, along with the Minnesota Vikings, be the two undefeated teams. They are not a bad team. I mean, they aren't. They have some talent. They've lost a lot of key players. They just haven't been able to close games. And then all of a sudden, you beat the world champion Denver Broncos on Thursday night, and that game wasn't even close.
Right.
I think the one thing the Chargers have to worry about, guys, is the fact that they go back to Atlanta, and Atlanta had a tough loss where they were ripped off by the referees in Seattle last week.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they have that chip on their shoulder, you know, where Atlanta's like, wait a second, we're going to prove we're still one of the better teams in the league in front of our hometown fans.
Yeah, they are a great team. They can light it up, and they're a fun team to watch. You know, offensively, that's the main thing. You know, Dave and Jeff from the Dave and Jeff Show down in San Diego joining us here at Sports on Tap with JD in the Bush at 95.5 KLOS. Now, if you're the Chargers, how do you build upon that? Because this is a league so much of momentum, and now you're like, oh man, I've had 10 days off before I played last year, chomping at the bit to get back out there. And it's honestly, you don't know what you're going to get. You're holding your breath on this one.
Yeah, I tell you right now, if you're the San Diego Chargers, you've had 10 days. You look at your head coach, he's been in the media, that he's under fire, that all of a sudden Mike McCoy could go if they lose to the Broncos. They pull it out. Mike McCoy, very emotional. He had a close friend who passed away before that game, and then he grabbed his daughter, and he told the people right before the press conference after the Broncos game, give me a second, guys. All of a sudden, the pressure's off the coach and the pressure's off the players because of all the injuries. These guys believe they can play with anybody, and going to Atlanta, I think, would be a big win for them. If they lose this game, then they have the Denver Broncos again next Sunday in Denver,
mm-hmm.
and all of a sudden, the San Diego Chargers go into the following week with the Tennessee Titans, and you have the big vote on November 8th. There's so many things that are going on, not just football-wise in San Diego, but so much what is the future of the Chargers here in San Diego? Does that stadium vote get the necessary votes it needs on November 8th? And they need to catch fire sooner or later to get the fans in San Diego. They jump on when the team is winning. When the team's not winning, they go to the beach.
Yeah.
That's something to do in Southern California, as you guys know, for entertainment.
Yeah, same thing happened down in Orange County, the Rams. You know, they quit going back to Newport down to start surfing. All right, Dave Pallet, thanks for joining us and giving us the latest. Congratulations on Joey Bosa finally making a difference for the Chargers. Maybe that will make a difference going forward. Thanks, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Take care, guys. Have a good week.
All right, real good. Coming up next, staying in the AFC West, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Vaughn Miller joins us next, the Super Bowl MVP on 95.5 KLOS. Also known as Nirvana on 95.5 KLOS, the Rock of Southern California, right?
Yeah, also known as a guitar player, a bassist, a drummer, a singer. He can.
He's sick with it.
Yeah. Oh, God. I mean, seriously, I try to think, and you're much more of a music guy than me. I mean, who else comes to mind like that, that literally is a one-man band? I mean, he's one of that guys that can.
Don't get me started. Honestly, don't get me started on that guy. Seriously.
A harmonica.
He's so... No. I mean, look, yeah.
You can show up and be that guy
Bob
who's like...
Bob Dylan and Tom Petty with the acoustic guitar right. And the harmonica got nothing on this guy.
Oh, man. Right?
Those are a couple of the greatest songwriters that American music has ever seen. But, I mean, don't get me started on Dave Grohl and how talented that guy is. But speaking of talent, how about the Super Bowl MVP?
Absolutely. Vaughn Miller, it's week 7 of the National Football League. Vaughn Miller of the Denver Broncos with us. Vaughn, man, thanks for being with us. Sports on Tap. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How's everything going?
Everything's going great around here. Man, listen, you are on a roll. You're on track. I mean, where you're going right now, you're on track for 20 sacks, Super Bowl MVP just a few months ago. How about league MVP? Is that something that is maybe on your list?
I mean, I really don't know what's on my list on things to accomplish. I mean, every day is new and exciting and yeah. – You know, I just take it, you know, one day at a time. You know, I never expected in a million years to be a Super Bowl MVP. So that was just something that just happened. And I'm sure it's other stuff that's just going to happen. So I just try to take it one day at a time.
Yeah, there's not much left on your list to accomplish. You're having a fabulous career. Hey, how many people have teams used to stop you at one time? Not 11 on one. It's not that unfair, I hope, right?
I mean, by like 3 guys.
Wow.
You know, 3.5 guys. You know, they might, motion the receiver and he'd get a chip, and they might keep the tight end in and the offensive tackle, and the running back might come out and chip a little bit too. So probably like, you know, 3.5 guys. You know, you know, whenever teams are doing stuff like that, you know, I got a whole team, a whole defense full of, you know, stars. So it just gives other guys on my team
takes a village
to make plays.
Right. Yeah. And you said 3.5, and that's kind of funny. That's almost like a wide receiver is only worth half when it comes to like defensive stuff. Look, time is short. It's a 2-minute drill with you guys all the time. What about the color rush uniforms? I got to ask about this. Are you down with that orange on orange? I mean, do you want to see those orange on orange unis every week?
I mean, I don't know about every week. You know, I love the uniforms, too.
Yeah, I need a break.
You know, we lost in them, so, you know, I'm kind of superstitious guy. So, you know, I don't know if we should wear them every single week, but I definitely think we should bring those back.
Hey, I want to ask you, after 4 years together, okay, of course, Brock Osweiler and you, who has the edge Monday night when you take on the Texans?
Hopefully us. I really don't, you know, but, you know, hopefully us. I mean, we got a very special relationship with Brock. You know, I want to you know, I've always wanted to see him do good, you know, and have a great year and stuff, just so, you know, not playing us on Monday.
Now, you're talking about Monday Night Football. Let's bring this up, and we'll wrap it up this and let you go. Monday Night Football, this is prime time. This is all eyes on you, all of your peers watching. Do you like the prime time games?
Oh, yeah, I mean, that's what our game is about, you know, playing in prime time games. Not only just playing in the game, but playing well in prime time games.
Well, it's because you win all the time. That's what happens, man. It puts you on prime time. Hey, Yvonne, thank you so much for your time, man. Good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, man. We'll talk to you again down the line. Good stuff. The Cubs are in the World Series, if you can believe that.
Yeah.
The Cubs are in the World Series with the Cleveland Indians. And if you're a Cleveland Indian fan, I mean, are you just pinching yourself right now to see if this is really happening? Did you just win a world championship in basketball a couple of months ago, and now your squad is in the World Series with a shot to win another world title? Really?
Yeah, imagine if I told you it's been 52 years since we've won a title, and you're like, Oh, I got nothing, man. I got. How about this? 108 for us. I mean, 52, and that's not even half as long as it has been for the Cubs. We told you last week we found, what, 43 Americans alive. That's it. Since the last time the Cubs won it, 41 were women, which is kind of strange for two dudes. But they were 111, 112 years old. I would have loved to have got them on and heard their memories.
I think that was a Bushka fact last week.
Oh, I think it was, too, was, man.
Hey, but, you know, but talking about the Indians and their participation in the World Series, too, they've already started thinking about who they want to come throw out the first pitch and stuff like that. Charlie Sheen is on their list. As a matter of fact, well, we know him as a baseball guy. He was in Eight Men Out, which is a real baseball movie. Then he was in Major League.
Yes.
I don't know how many of those
Ricky, what was his name? Ricky, what was his name in Major League?
Oh, stop it.
No, as you said, I remember Serrano because he had the chicken and everything. And his, you know, it was classic. No, but he had his glasses on and everything. Man, he was
wild
certainly
thing.
A spitballer.
He was the wild thing.
I know he was a wild thing. You bet. You know, here's what's tough with Cleveland. You've waited so long to celebrate, and they didn't know this at the time they planned it. We're celebrating the Cavaliers and LeBron bringing a championship back. It's ring ceremony time,
the same
baby.
Same night,
Tuesday night, and I'll be damned if that's not when the World Series starts.
World Series game one the same night they're getting their rings. As a matter of fact, they even backed the ring ceremony up 2 hours to try and get out of the way a little bit.
To let them do that. And that's cool. Good job for the Cavaliers to do that, man. But it's going to be Cleveland's time, man, to enjoy things.
So Charlie Sheen, hearing that they're interested in Cleveland, wanting him to throw out the first pitch in one of the home games, tweeted yesterday, or actually on Saturday, "Major League continues to be the gift that keeps on giving. If called upon, I'd be honored."
Yes.
So you can probably count on seeing Charlie Sheen throwing out one of the first pitches in Cleveland going forward. You know who else I think should throw out a first pitch? You know who should throw out a first pitch in Chicago?
Who?
Steve Bartman. Think about it.
Yes.
We've overcome you. Right. We forgive you. Come on. This is to let you know we forgive you and it's okay to come back to the city of Chicago again.
Ricky Vaughn. Ricky Vaughn, the wild thing, Ricky Vaughn. So
Rick Vaughn,
yeah,
that's
Rick
it.
Vaughn. Yeah, Rick Vaughn, they called him that. Yeah, no, that would be cool to be able to have him come back, too, and not going too far off on a beaten path here, too. And we are going to have Kenny Landro, former Dodger, coming up, too. It's funny you mentioned Bartman. All right, there's a basketball player in the NBA, Frank Kaminsky, was a first-round pick. Right, played with Wisconsin.
Frank the Tank.
Yeah, big, goofy, dopey, white-looking dude. You know, you don't get many of them in the NBA, so you should probably know who he is, all right? Well, what this guy does, he gets off the bus the other day in a preseason game, and he's an avid White Sox fan. Hates the Cubs. He gets off wearing a Cubs jersey, says Bartman on the back. Well, somebody tweets that to the Cubs, right? So then what the Cubs do is they tweet a picture of him losing the national championship to Kentucky when he was crying.
No.
And he had his hands in his face and said, "Hey, it's time you stop dwelling, you know, Frank the Tank." The Cubs tweeted that. And then he turns around and we tweet at him and says, "Yeah, you're the one dwelling for 108 years. Get over it." So,
wow.
I'm like, that's going to be awesome. Now what's going to be cool about it is, you know, when he goes to play the Bulls in Chicago, some fan's going to be all up in his business, throwing stuff at him, and the insults are going to be flying around the United Center.
Got that right.
So it makes sports great, man. It crosses over.
Yeah, good
absolutely.
Stuff. All right, yeah, Kenny Landro, former world champ with the Dodgers, he's going to join us a little bit. And also, we're going to play a new game this morning, football or football.
Yep.
That's coming up. Give you a chance to win this pile of USC football tickets that we've got. In the meantime...
Now, Bushka Facts.
That is incredible.
What?
Incredible yet true.
This one's short and sweet, okay?
With okay.
A guy like you, you got a perfect record. I'm far from it, okay? But that's why I'm glad I work with you. You kind of rub off on me here. But I'm going to tell you this. A perfect record doesn't mean squat. Perfect record doesn't mean squat. That's coming up next. Sports on Tap, 95.5 KLOS.
You've got room for an extra $1,000 in your pocket, right?
Yeah, sure.
Sure.
Good.
Your shot at $1,000 in cash happens every Monday through Friday, every 15 minutes at 9, noon, and 5.
Listen, and win.
On the Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS.
Okay, ready to discuss sports.
Back now to Sports on Tap.
Woo-hoo! With JD and the Bus.
On 95.5 KLOS. Now, Bushka Facts.
That is incredible.
What?
Incredible yet true.
All right, give me some more incredible.
Now, I told you, a perfect record doesn't mean squat. Usually does, but not in 1998. Gary Anderson, He was the first kicker in NFL history, made all his field goals, all his PATs in the regular season, and then he went on to miss his only field goal all year in the NFC Championship.
That was where? In the NFC Championship.
NFC Championship. Yeah, that miss came when his Vikings, they were up 27-20, about 2 minutes left and change. That would have iced the game. Instead, they go on to lose 30-27.
Oh, man.
The entire season. Imagine going a whole year without giving up a home run, and you give one up in the ninth inning to boom, lose it right there. Oh man. Wow.
And isn't that kind of what happened to the Vikings' playoff chances last year? Got down to the end of it. All right, here's our Mr. Reliable. Dope!
Yep, and here they are now, 5-0, taking on an Eagles team in Carson Wentz, too, man. It's going to be interesting to see. That team starts off 3-0. I'll bet they'll be 3-3 by the time this is said and done, and we'll forget all about Mr. Wentz.
Coming up next, former Dodger Kenny Landreau.
Yeah.
We'll talk World Series and Dodgers next. 95.5 KLOS. So rock the Southern California 95.5 KLOS. Sports on Tap with JD and the Bush. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Yeah, and if you're following the baseball playoffs, we know it's tough sledding right now in L.A. Dodgers fall to the Cubs. Cubs have just been a machine, the only team to win over 100 games this year. Yeah. They're trying to break that curse. 108 long years. Still a lot to be proud of for Dodger fans, including our next guest. It's a pleasure to have on 1981 World Series champion. He was your center fielder, Kenny Landreau, joining Sports on Tap on 95.5 KLOS with JD and the Bush. Kenny, good morning. Thank you for being with us. Are you over the heartbreak yet of Wrigley Field last night?
Yeah, that was a tough one there, especially with our ace on the mound and got off to a slow start. But on the other hand, we didn't get too many hits that game, yeah. So obviously Kendrick was pretty much on his game.
Yeah, you know what I found fascinating about that? I don't know what message within a message, if anything, that it sent, but you tell me, being a former player, the Dodgers are like, all right, here's what we're going to do. Kershaw, you go one or you go nine innings, and then Jansen's going to come in. The rest of you, you may as well not even suit up. I mean, that's really what it was, hand the ball off to Jansen. I mean, does that sit well with other players, or do they just want to win and don't think of things like that?
Well, pretty much, it's all about winning, you know. And you know, as a professional player, you're a competitor, and you go out there to compete. And for the most part, it's all about getting to the top of your class. You know, I can remember my days. You know, the money is not what you talk about. You know, the money you make is not what you talk about. But the thing that cements your legacy as a competitor and a professional player is, once you get in the championship round and you win the championship, okay, now you're a part of history. That's something you can always talk about.
Yeah. Kenny, if you're Dave Roberts or you're Ned Coletti, what is it do you want to try and say to your players? Clayton Kershaw is one of the great pitchers of this generation, and he never gets the run support that he needs. What happens to a team's offensive prowess, or at least the Dodgers anyway, when Clayton Kershaw goes on the mound? What do you got to do to get through to these guys that they got to score runs for him too?
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. But know this, Rob, it's like Kershaw is the ace pitcher, right? So for the most of the time, he's going to draw the ace for the other team. And then it's supposed to be becoming a pitcher's duel. But as you know, sometimes, you know, even the ace will give up two runs or three runs, at times. And then for the most part, probably the other ace is not giving up, you know, that many runs. But it's something, I don't know what it is, it just seems like we had a pitcher like that once upon a time. He used to come in the dugout when I was with the Angels, and he would say, "Gentlemen, I feel great. Just give me one run." You just give me one run and we'll win the game, you know. But sometimes, you know, that one run won't be enough.
Now, when you say you had a pitcher like that, I know Nolan Ryan has said that. Is that who you're talking about?
Frank Tanana.
Frank Tanana. Okay. He was a good one, too. Ryan used to say that all the time. Give me one run. That's all I need. As you're playing off adrenaline and juice. Hey, Kenny Landreau's with us, former Dodger World Series champ from 81. He was your center fielder. You remember him well. Kenny, a lot of people have said, now, the last 3-4 years, the Dodgers either need to win a World Series because the payroll's so high, or they need to get there. They haven't been able to get there as well. I don't want to say completely blow the thing up because they're onto something, but you got to tweak something somewhere, don't you?
I would think so. Try to find a few more players that could be stable in the lineup. You know, I know that, like, the teams I came on, there was like five or six guys that were steady guys in that lineup. You know, that's the, I mean, that's the bulk of your team. There was only maybe one or two positions that the manager would play with, you know, as a rotation. But for the most part, and you know, there's a stability of players, I think, that you need to have, you know, in the game. For instance, it's like if you look at we used to go up against the Big Red Machine. You know, there were seven guys in that lineup that you was gonna see all the time.
Oh man, wow. Yeah, Johnny Bench. You know, I mean, it's just,
yeah,
David Concepcion.
And I think just some of these teams don't should be able to, you know, to do that. It's just like the Cubs, they have a steady lineup of guys that you're gonna see all the time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that team. Well, that team's a little more ripe, I think. Dodger fans, yeah. I think you got to just grow a little bit more and see what happens. One more, and we'll get you out of here, Kenny. There's talk about Charlie Sheen being invited to come and throw out the first pitch in Cleveland. What do you think about Steve Bartman throwing out the first ball in Chicago?
I think that would be great, you know, because for the most part, man, I can't believe that all of this blame was going on to Steve Bartman, you know, even though. Moise Alou had a chance to catch that ball, but these people got to remember, man. The play that turned the game around was that routine double play
before that.
We forget that. We always forget that. It's just the one play that sticks out.
And it was the NLCS, not the World Series, so it wouldn't have broke that curse anyway. Yeah. Kenny Landreau, listen, thanks so much for spending time with us this morning. I know it's tough to talk about your team when they get so close to World Series and didn't get there, but we really appreciate you spending time with us this morning on 95.5 KLOS.
Thanks, Kenny.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right, man. That's good stuff.
Yeah, Kenny's awesome. You know, and some fans have hit us up on Twitter at 95.5 KLOS. You know, what's he doing now? They kind of want to know. Well, Kenny's working with the community relations department with the Dodgers, so he's out there. You can tell he's a great ambassador for not only the team but the game as well. And he coaches a lot of youth kids, you know, some college kids.
Tell him about
kids.
The coaching thing that he's doing, the Wood Bad thing. That's pretty awesome.
The Wood Bad thing. That's actually how I got to meet him. He was my son's coach this year. My son was fortunate enough to be on a college all-star team, and what they try to do for kids that may go on to play pro ball, take that aluminum out of your hands.
Right.
We're going to give you a wood bat to see how you are. And the nice thing is the pitchers are always better than the hitters. First time they grab wood because it's so much heavier.
Uh-huh.
So my son's like, I like this stuff, man. Normally a guy would take me to the outfield. Now he's popping up to the infield.
Right,
and I go,
right.
Yeah, just wait till the wood bats catch up.
Well, your son's a pitcher. That's why he likes
that
stuff.
That's why he likes it.
That'll change.
Yeah, but he's a great coach. He's a good guy to have around, all around great guest too.
All right. Good stuff. All right, here's what we want to do. If you are a fan of USC football, if you would like to go see USC take on Cal at the Rose Bowl October 27th, that's coming up this Thursday, you need to call us right now. Right now. 800-955-KLOS.
Yeah, football or football.
Yeah, that's what we're going to play. Football or football. We'll give you the name of a player. You can have a 50-50 shot at this. You're going to tell us, give me a name of a player. Give me one.
The name of a football
anyone.
Player?
Yeah.
Wayne Rooney.
Now, you'll go football or football.
Yep.
You guess right, you get the ticket. So 800-955-KLOS. Want to see some USC football? Dial now. It's Rock Southern California, 95.5-KLOS. Yeah. Some Led Zeppelin for you. And if you could give me a little musical accompaniment, maestro, we're going to go to the phones and see if we can't get some folks who want to get some tickets. Yeah, USC versus Cal Coliseum, October 27th. That's this Thursday. You want to go, we got your tickets right now. Football or football? So we'll give you a name, and you have to decide if you think it's an NFL football player, you say football. You think it's a soccer player,
you say football.
Football, okay?
You got to say the football. And you got to be able to tell them apart.
Better
you're not winning anything.
Football or you got nothing. All right, Paul is, I think, you say guarding a movie set in Encino. Is that what you're doing this morning?
Yes, that's why I'm up there. That's why I called, man.
Good for you, good for you. Here's football tickets for you, and here's your first name. Ready, go.
Pele.
Oh, that's football.
There you go.
Football.
There's one winner. There's
that's
one set of tickets.
That's the correct answer.
Next.
Put him on.
You hold the line. You hold the line to keep that lot safe.
So I got
to
keep track here. Paul is actually a winner here. All right, now Jeff in Glendale is going to go next. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, morning.
All right, here you go. Kaliche Osamele, football or football?
Football.
Football is right. A member of the Oakland Raiders. Another winner. Wow, look at that. We're 2-for-2 here.
Very good.
All right, hold on. Put him on hold. And one more. Let's go to Tom in Huntington Beach.
Oh, HB.
The other
neck
HB.
Of the woods.
Yeah, that is both of our necks of the woods.
Let's go, baby.
Tom, what do you think? Here we go. Here's your name. Football or football? Here's the name.
Hope Solo.
Football.
Football is exactly right. See? About 3 for 3.
There you go. 3 for 3. You're all welcome right out there, L.A.
It's just that easy.
That's why I'm their favorite host. I make it easy for them.
Marvin is on 2, and we didn't get to Marvin. Marvin, thanks for trying to play our game here. But, man, we had 3 winners in a row. Didn't even get to a 4th.
Maybe
call.
Marvin can go with Dave from HB. Who knows? Try
maybe
to hook him up.
All right.
Get him up on Twitter.
All you guys, hold on. And we'll get you some football tickets to see the Trojans play at the Coliseum. It's going to do it for a Sports on Tap. Lots of fun. Great job today.
Yeah, thank you, man.
What?
Thank you. No, good stuff. Who do you like? Who goes off in your game?
Julio
today?
Jones. Thank you.
Julio
forgot
Jones.
About that.
Yeah, Atlanta Falcons. Okay, they're taking on the San Diego Chargers. You like them? And I like Blake Bortles. Okay, I just think the Raiders got no defense there. Yeah, I think Bortles.
At home.
Guess what? I think the Raiders win the game. Okay, but I think Bortles is that guy for throws who 712 yards and they lose by a field goal. Okay,
all right,
that's
all there
I'm
you
gonna
go.
Say.
That's gonna do it. Up next. Are you ready for your breakfast? It's time for Breakfast with the Beatles and Chris Carter on 95.5 KLOS.
You've got room for an extra $1,000 in your pocket, right?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure.
Good.
Your shot at $1,000 in cash happens every Monday through Friday, every 15 minutes at 9, noon, and 5.
Listen, and win.
On the Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS.